USA Radio News.
The National Archives have informed Congress that it still does not have all presidential records from the Trump administration that it should. The New York Times reports that the archivists are trying to obtain electronic messages from officials who have used their personal accounts for White House business, and they are consulting the Justice Department on next steps. A riot at a soccer match in Indonesia triggered a stampede, leaving 129 people, including a 5-year-old child, trampled and crushed to death. This is according to officials. Reports that the panic appeared to have been sparked by police firing tear gas after fans of the losing team stormed the field in East Java. The Justice Department has asked the Federal Appellate Court to speed up its schedule for weighing the department's appeal of a judge order requiring a special master to review classified documents from Mar-a-Lago. In the expedition request filed, the DOJ proposed a briefing schedule that would wrap up written briefs by November 11th. The House of Representatives voted to approve a stopgap bill to fund the government through December 16th, averting a shutdown just hours ahead of the midnight deadline when funding was set to expire. In addition to money to keep government agencies afloat, the short-term funding measure provides around $12 billion for Ukraine as it continues to counter Russia's invasion of the country. It also continues to extend an expiring FDA user fee program for 5 years. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump has called out Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying on his social media platform that the Kentucky Republican had a, quote, death wish for supporting Democratic-sponsored bills. The posting on Truth Social came hours after Congress approved and President Joe Biden signed a stopgap funding bill to avert a federal government shutdown. In addition to keep government agencies afloat, the short-term funding measure provides around $12 billion for Ukraine, and it includes funding for disaster relief. The measure funds the government through December 6. Brand new nonprofits are paying athletes to promote their charity. This comes as the new world has been created of college athletes getting paid for endorsements. Federal officials are offering state and local election officials training to safely de-escalate confrontations with voters that could turn violent ahead of November's midterm election. The move underlines the level of concern ahead of the upcoming elections and comes in response to a steady stream of violent threats and harassment that election officials have faced since the 2020 election from people who falsely claim that the vote was ruined by fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not allowed to... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.